This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Thousands of people are fleeing floodwaters after a major dam and power station in Ukraine were blown up. One town is already underwater. White House spokesman John Kirby says there are likely many deaths.
In addition to loss of life and livelihoods, its destruction could very well have a devastating impact on Ukraine's energy security.
CBS's Deborah Petta is in Kharkiv, Ukraine, with President Volodymyr Zelensky's reaction.
The Russian-held Kakhovka Dam's attack, resulting in what officials in Kyiv say is a humanitarian crisis. Zelensky has convened an emergency meeting of the National Security and Defense Council, saying the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam confirms to the whole world that Russia should be expelled from every corner of Ukraine.
It's the 79th anniversary of D-Day, the huge operation that unfolded on June 6, 1944, to liberate Western France from the Nazis. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke today near Omaha Beach.
The veterans of World War II, we salute you. You saved the world. We must merely defend it.
It's a stunning development in the sports world.
The PGA Tour and European Tour have agreed to a merger with Saudi Arabia's LIV Golf. The agreement requires all sides to immediately drop legal action involving the Saudi golf interests. Two big questions in the deal: how players who defected to LIV can return to the PGA Tour next year, and what LIV Golf will look like going forward.
CBS's Jim Crisula. A House subcommittee is investigating staffing levels and the morale of Border Patrol agents at the southern border. DHS Inspector General Joseph Cufari answered questions from Wisconsin Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman at a hearing today.
Does the practice of temporary details leave home duty stations vulnerable or understaffed?
According to the agents who responded, yes. There is a gap when you pull resources from one area to another.
No question. And anybody who's down at the border knows that.
Prince Harry testified today in London in his lawsuit against the publisher of the British tabloid The Daily Mirror, which he accuses of hacking his phone. CBS's Holly Williams.
In legal documents, Harry claims other members of the royal family have avoided going to court because they don't want to testify about issues that may be embarrassing. Harry told Oprah in 2021 that he believes his family is scared that the British tabloids, with their massive readerships, could turn against them.
Mixed day on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow is down 130 points. S&P 500 is down slightly. NASDAQ is up slightly. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Department of Veteran Affairs said that hundreds of veterans were misdiagnosed at the Toma VA Medical Center. U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough said Monday in Toma that nearly 1,000 compensation and pension exams were done by Dr. Mary Jo Lanska, with about 600 veterans misdiagnosed. McDonough said that the issue is a top priority for the VA, which is still reviewing cases. Veterans who were denied claims can seek reevaluation of their cases. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed that Dr. Lanska was no longer working at the Toma VA. Representative Derek Van Orden called the issue systemic and said that something needs to be done across the board. An air quality alert is in effect until 6 o'clock for western and southwestern Wisconsin, from St. Croix, Dunn, and Eau Claire counties north down to the Wisconsin-Illinois state line. The DNR said that Canadian wildfire smoke is moving through western Wisconsin today. Children and people with certain respiratory health conditions should avoid being outside for long periods of time. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producers, Mr. Aaron Zommers and Jeff Perry. It is Tuesday, June 6, 2023. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. If you're normally tuning in to hear Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, you're in luck because we are bringing back the tangents, baby. Yes, that's right. We are bringing back one half of the tangent. He is going to keep with us, thank God, in the afternoons once a week on Tuesday. It is Tuesday Tangents with Mr. Luke Mathers.
How are we doing, Todd? I was about to try to kick you out of the studio, say, hey, I got a show starting. I'm still getting used to this new lineup, but it's a lot of fun. Glad to join you here on a Tuesday.
It is. My day is better now. Now you know, I can chill out. For those of you who don't know, Luke is taking on a different role here. He has several different hats, so we don't have enough nameplates to put all of his titles on it. He is the operations director.
I think I've done away with that one. I think
really?
That hat
is that one gone? All right.
Well, I'm trying to hand it off. And so our operations team, we're growing here at Civic Media. Right. We've got more individuals adding to the operations team every day. And it's really something that I think we between our engineers and our operation team, we're in really good hands.
Yeah.
And I've been asked to kind of contribute a little bit more to the news side of things here at Civic Media. So I'm going to be doing our 8 a.m. newscast every morning. You can tune in. You're going to get 3 minutes of me, and then we got our weather and our local sports news that you can hear at the top of the 8 a.m. hour. I'm going to be contributing to other news stories around the Civic Media Network news team, and then doing a little co-piloting with William Walter in the noon hour. Yeah. So, yeah, and then helping the production team as well. So there's still, as you point out, there are still a number of hats, but operations director is going to be more not the main hat.
I think really you're on the cusp of share territory where you don't use a title or a last name. You're simply Luke. It's just Luke, and everybody knows what that means.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Fair. I don't
compared
know if I'm
share,
at that level, though.
Bad.
No, I was going to say, I don't know if I'm at... I'm saying it's fair to say that you could just call me Luke. I don't know if the comparison to share is fair.
Well, okay,
now I'm rhyming. Now I feel a little bit like Dr. Seuss, which we had an excellent edition of Town Call, William Walter and I.
Tell us, for people who might not have heard earlier, tell us a little bit about Town Call and what all happens.
Yeah, so we are working to create a space where listeners from all over Wisconsin can participate in the conversation. We're one of the statewide products here on Civic Media. We're thrilled about that. And so we want callers to contribute their opinions. We want them to be the stars of the show. And on Town Call, very fun play on words of Town Hall. We want individuals
good
to
name.
Be able to participate. Thank you. Our excellent, excellent branding individual, Rebecca, here at Civic Media helped us come up with that one. So shout out to Rebecca for that.
She also made our new logo behind us on the banner.
Yeah, she is tremendous.
She's multi-talented.
Branding whiz. She's excellent with graphics. Cannot say enough good things about her. And we came up with Town Call, and it stuck, so that's what we're going with, and we're gonna have these interesting conversations. When we got a lot of participation today about what public libraries mean to the listeners, and we had a number of excellent calls, and we're going to continue those conversations every Monday through Friday in the 12 o'clock hour following the Civic Media Network news anchored by Terry Bell to kick off the noon hour. So
that's a cool idea. Bring people in from across the state. Again, it goes back to what our boss and CEO, Sage Wiles, said the last hour, which is trying to make this network as community and state-driven as humanly possible.
Yeah, and that is the core of Civic Media. It's what we're trying to do is an extension through town call, and we just want to hear from a diverse perspective as well, because we know that Wisconsin, we're not a monolith. There are different individuals all across the state. We want to hear those perspectives, and so we encourage everybody to call in during town call in the noon hour here on Civic Media.
And I heard your newscast at 8 o'clock last couple of days. Sounds fantastic. Smooth as butter.
Well, thank you.
Smooth as butter. Right back in the news.
I appreciate all the assistance that Terry Bell, our news director, has helped out with the last couple of days. I was out of town last week, and so I came back, though, and Terry was just a pro. He got me everything that I needed to be set up, and so I couldn't have done it without Terry's help.
Luke came back from vacation looking tan, rested, ready.
I got sunburned.
His skin is silky smooth.
That altitude up in the mountains is you're closer to the sun than you are here, Todd, and right. I was applying sunscreen, but it's still after most of the hikes, hiking in snow.
You also let your beard grow out a little bit. It looks a little Grizzly Adam-ish, right?
Came back from the mountains, and I got a little bit of, I haven't trimmed down the beard yet, but with the weather, I might have to. But I did. I applied sunscreen, and I kept getting, I was on a snow hike and getting sunburned. It was a pretty crazy. Great week.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And you deserve it. So,
thank you.
So God love you. Glad to have you back. We missed you. Glad to have you back on Tuesdays here at 2 o'clock with us every Tuesday afternoon.
Are you adjusting to the schedule change? You got a little bit of a flip here. You're no longer the morning guy. You're the afternoon guy.
I keep saying good morning yet. All right, I'm serious. I said, well, this morning, you know, because I'm used to getting up and being here at 8 o'clock. And so now being in the afternoon, it's a different vibe.
There yesterday, you didn't really accidentally say good morning. And I was impressed. And then today,
not
I don't
so
know.
Much. I know I'm good for about one day, and that's it. But of course, I'm very thrilled to be filling in today, one more day, for our friend and colleague Matt Flynn, who is out in the desert, as they say. He's out in the desert.
Burning Man? Where is Mr. Flynn?
I believe he's sitting at a table out in the desert.
Fair enough.
With perhaps a handful of cards.
Who knows?
Give us a call, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you'd like to go down a tangent with Luke and I, it's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. Stay with us on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivefund has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivefund.com/disclosure.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org.
brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Always have fun when our friend and colleague Luke Mathers is here. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers here on Civic Media. It is quarter past the hour of 2 o'clock. One of the great things about having Luke back from vacation, those of you who don't know, he controls all the Milwaukee Brewer tickets that we give away here at Civic Media. I'm not kidding. And he keeps them sealed in a mayonnaise jar under Funkenwaggle's porch, and they've been there since noon. So we're going to open up that jar and give away four. Luke has bestowed four tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game this Thursday afternoon. First pitch, 1:10 in the afternoon.
So please, someone take them soon. I can't bear the smell anymore.
We'll be giving them away in a little while. Don't call you up for those.
Friends, they are digital. They don't smell like rotten mayonnaise. They don't. Right. I promise.
They're only digital. That's a great point. If you have a tangent for Luke and I, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
There you go.
It's a new number for
me.
Well,
just spell party the normal way. Don't try to add any A's or Y's or anything in there. It's just not 844-96-PARTY.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Takes my fun away. All right. Let's go to the phones. Over to Cedarburg. Beautiful Cedarburg. We have Tom calling in. Tom, what do you got for Luke and I?
Well, I one thing for you. I was coming back from North last Friday, and I think it's your last show from the morning show
you
had. And I listened to you probably an hour and a half or so, and I was really impressed. I thought you really did well on your subject and stuff like that.
Well,
and
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And I'm glad to hear that you're on this more exposed time there, where more people are going to get a chance to hear you. I did have a question. A question about the scheduling.
Sure.
What is supposed to be on the air Monday through Friday? On 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the evening slots.
Tommy's
11.
You kind of cut out there. So you're asking about 11 to 12 o'clock at night?
Yes, and I tried listening after work, and in the 11 o'clock slot, all I got was dead air and then some commercials, and then I tried to listen at the 12, and it was strictly commercial after commercial.
So we'll
shut it off.
No, I appreciate you calling in. Number one, thank you so much for being a loyal listener to Civic Media. We really, really appreciate that, number one. We're going through a lot of changes right now because we're adding these stations, new programming. So still a couple of glitches to figure out. As Charlie Behrens would say, a couple of kinks. We're still doing that. But, Luke, do you want to fill people in at the 11 o'clock time slot, what normally will run there?
Yeah, so 11 p.m. to midnight will be the Tom Hartman program from that day. So 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. will be Tom Hartman. And so that's where you'll be able to catch the Tom Hartman program, who previously was in the slots, now that here on Civic Media, as goes Wisconsin, playing out in the 11 a.m. hour. We're doing network news at noon and with Terry Bell. Mm-hmm. Then you got Town Call with William and I. And then the Todd Alba show kicks off at 1 until 3. And so those are the biggest changes that we've made to the lineup. We're also just thrilled to be able to provide more local programming coming to all of the different markets that we are in across the state of Wisconsin. So we want the communities throughout the state to be able to tune into their community and hear programming that reflects Wisconsin. And so that is really why we're changing the lineup. We're not trying to just make the change. That's not the case. We want to be able to provide a platform in hometown radio stations around the state of Wisconsin, and that's what Civic Media's goal is, and that's what we're striving to do with this lineup change.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Luke, but then at 10 o'clock, it'll be a tape delayed of Native Roots Radio, which will go from 10 to 11,
correct.
And then Tom Hartman 11 after that.
Yes, Tom, Robert Pilot, the excellent host up there at KTNF for Minneapolis. We will be broadcasting Native Roots, which you previously could have heard during the 6 p.m. hour, but now Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn show, is going to have a tremendous program as well following the Devil's Advocates. Yeah. So we got a ton of new programming. It's going to be, again, Wisconsin and community-based programming that we want to be able to provide here at Civic Media.
Tom, does that answer your question for you there, my friend?
If I could add, I'm so glad to hear Tom Harmon's still going to be around. I really enjoy his show, and he's so knowledgeable on what's really happening in the United States and a lot clearer view than you get from a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Right. I'm glad to hear he's still going to be around. I'm just glad to hear that you're on the air in the afternoon.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
We appreciate you very much. Thanks a lot, Tom in Cedarburg. We appreciate you. From one Tom to another, we have Tom in Los Angeles, California, calling in. Tom, what's popping on the West Coast?
Well, first off, we the people ultimately are the government.
Absolutely.
So let's not forget that. Second, I was asking, I just left home for about a week in Durand, Wisconsin, and the one thing I would ask is if you guys can not just call out the call letters, but actually the station numbers, because I know when I was trying to find you guys, I mean, I have my app, so I can listen to you guys anytime.
That's a great point.
If you guys can not, whether it's Eau Claire, you know, 95.7, I think is what it might have been. I don't know.
93.5.
But just, you know, really start calling out the actual numbers of the station.
Now, LA Tom, if I did that every single time I tried to do a little station ID here at Civic Media, we'd be having a hard time fitting them all in an hour. Come on, man. We're expanding.
No, I hear you. Either that or on civicmedia.us have the not just the call letters, but the actual number, that 95.7, 97.5. And I traveled, you know, from Wisconsin Rapids, Minnesota, of course, Eau Claire, when I was home this past week.
We appreciate
it. And I'm really excited about it because I'm trying to get people to check it out and stuff. So,
well, great point,
Tom.
Thank
you so much.
Well, hey, thanks for
money out of politics.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, Tom. We appreciate it out there in LA via the app, and a great point. We'll try to give the dial-in numbers more often. Let's go to Joan right here in the capital city of Madison on WMDX. Joan, what's on your mind?
92.7 FM.
Thank you. Nice job, Luke. Joan, what's on your mind today? Hello,
is
Joan.
Is it Joan or Joe?
Joan,
is
go ahead.
Joe? Yep.
Or Joe? Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My bad.
We had a wrong name there. Sorry about that, Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm interested in this. Luke, congratulations on this new gig. I think it could be really interesting and fun. I'm curious. I was figuring that the town call would be very political-minded, but at what I'm hearing from you when you were talking about today's inaugural, which unfortunately I didn't hear, but I will listen to it on streaming, was about libraries and the importance of libraries. And it occurs to me that yesterday you had a call, Todd, where somebody was talking about, I can't remember what it was, but they said their brother is just completely down on Madison, always a diss on Madison, never wants to have anything to do with Madison. It might be really interesting on this town call show to have people call in to maybe say, here's why you should come up to Eau Claire. Here's why you should come up to, Ashland. Here's why you should come up down to Madison. Here's why you should come over to Milwaukee, particularly in summertime when there's just such a plethora of interesting things to do around the state. I think it could be an interesting way of saying, people, you know, there's just, this state is rich. It's rich in water resources and fun and beautiful places. And I know in the number of people who won't bother to come down to Madison, there's an equal number of people in Madison who just have never been north. They've never been north of Eau Claire and are missing just an incredible amount. They've never been over to the Mississippi River, never been over to Sheboygan to see what's there. So it just could be an interesting way of just taking a bit of time to talk about that. But I'm also interested on the political side. I'd love to hear what people would have to say about what should we do with the surplus. I'd love to hear a discussion from around the state about how people feel that we should deal with that pot of money.
Luke Mathers,
I'm rapidly taking down notes. I appreciate it so much, Joe. I appreciate it so much. The goal of Town Call, not only pointing out that we're not a monolith as a state, is to point out that there are a lot of similarities, though, at the same time. And so, yes, we may have differing views on different topics, and there were check out the podcast. Go over to civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of politics, I think, that some of our callers intertwined into the discussion around libraries today. And it's not going to be all politics. It's not going to be all anything. It's going to be a show just having the conversations. And that's what we want. We want contributions from callers around the state. I encourage you to call in to Town Call Monday through Friday from 12:15 to 1. We'd be happy to have you join the conversation. But it is absolutely, I think, something that we can point out further that, if you haven't been, we're a big state.
Yeah.
If you consider up north of the Wisconsin Dells, I'm sorry, that's not up north. And our friend Pat Krylo over at Up North News, he will tell you from 6 to 8 a.m. every Monday through Friday. If you think that just because your one story about Wisconsin encapsulates all of Wisconsin, I think you got to tune into As Goes Wisconsin from 10 to noon. And Kristen and Jane are going to tell you all the news that you need to hear from their perspectives. I think there's so much excellent local programming that we can provide here at Civic Media that we are providing here at Civic Media that I truly appreciate the contribution, Joe. I'm taking down notes, but we will have those conversations and tell people that they need to go check out Madison if they haven't checked out Madison. They need to check out Eau Claire or Amory or Hayward or any of the terrific communities that Civic Media is broadcasting to. We want all of our listeners to know that there are more similarities that we have in our communities than divide us as well.
I will tell you on Thursday on this program, to Joe's point, we have Mayor Katie Rosenberg from Wausau coming on and talking about some of the cool things happening in the central part of the state.
Yeah, best community to buy a house. Which was the entity that logged that for Wausau. So there's terrific news coming out of Wausau. Our friends up in Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. That's 12:30 a.m.
You're good.
I'm blinking on the 98.9, I want to say, but I could be wrong, and Chad Holmes might yell at me if I'm getting that one wrong. But I believe
Chad Holmes in the morning now,
L.A. Tom, if I got that one wrong, Chad Holmes will let us know.
Yes.
And then Green Bay as well is having a moment. As Kristen and Jane pointed out on As Goes Wisconsin, they're getting the NFL draft. It's the top city to live. We're doing tremendous things around here at Civic Media, but Wisconsin and the communities across Wisconsin are doing tremendous things as well. And we don't even have time now to
have
2 minutes. Talk about Bucks.
We have 2 minutes. Well, we have 2 minutes. Adrian Griffin, the new coach of the Bucks, and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Luke says it so much better than I do. He and his brothers are opening up a new store in Fiserv Forum for merch, clothing, hats, and that kind of stuff. But maybe the bigger news is the Bucks have a new coach. Was never been a head coach before. What do you think about that?
He was a player coach, though. Correct me if I'm wrong.
He was an assistant with the Raptors.
Assistant, okay. And I believe in his... He was a Milwaukee Buck once.
Right.
And so
But he's never been a head coach before.
He's never been a head coach, but you know... Does
that matter in today's world?
At one point in time, I was never on the radio. You were never on the radio. Come on, man. What are you talking about?
I'm not dissing. I'm just asking whether it matters.
My short answer, no, I don't think that matters.
Yeah, I think the only thing that matters is Giannis likes him. Apparently, he went out to dinner and said, that's the guy.
There we go. If there's one thing I trust here in Wisconsin right now when it comes to the sports world, is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I just love hearing you say that.
I will put all of my chips behind Giannis because he is, in my opinion, probably one of the top five athletes in the entire world. And
wow, really? In the world? Wow.
Yes.
Right,
Wisconsin and Milwaukee are lucky to have Giannis. And if Giannis says he's the guy, then I'm all for it.
I love the fact that he's so loyal to Wisconsin and the Bucks.
And I hope he stays that way because we want to be loyal to him, too. I never want to see him go.
He's going to stay. Don't worry.
Yes.
Well, also going to stay around, Luke Mather is here at Civic Media. Great guy. Great friend. He's just Luke. No title. He's so big, he's just Luke now.
See you next Tuesday, Todd.
Thank you. That's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is the Todd Allball Show. Stay with us. We have Brewer ticket giveaways. Don't go anywhere.
CBS News Brief, Ukraine says Russia has destroyed a major dam, forcing about 17,000 people to flee. White House spokesman John Kirby.
We've been closely monitoring the impacts of that destruction, which has triggered massive flooding in Ukraine and resulted in the evacuation of, at the very least, thousands of Ukrainians.
It's a stunner news today that the PGA Tour and the European Tour are merging with the controversial Saudi-funded LIV Golf. CBS Sports golf writer Patrick McDonald.
They're all going to operate normally, but what it means is behind the scenes, They're all kind of in bed together. Everyone's shaking hands.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will run for president, says CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Remember, Christie was once a Trump ally and advisor, but now he's trying to set himself apart from the rest of the field as one of the toughest Trump critics in the race.
Also jumping into the pool, former Vice President Mike Pence and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kuska. Hundreds of veterans were misdiagnosed at the Tomah VA Medical Center. That's according to U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough, who said Monday in Tomah that nearly 600 veterans had their cases misdiagnosed.
I promised you that this is a top priority for us, and we're going to stay on top of it. And we won't rest until we get you the care and the benefits, not only that you deserve, but that you have earned.
The VA is still reviewing cases. Veterans who were denied claims can seek reevaluation of their cases. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed that the doctor conducting the compensation and pension exams, Dr. Mary Jo Lanska, is no longer working at the Tomah VA. An air quality alert is in effect until 6 o'clock for western and southwestern Wisconsin, from St. Croix, Dunn, and Eau Claire counties north down to the Wisconsin-Illinois state line. The DNR said that Canadian wildfire smoke is moving through western Wisconsin today. Children and people with certain health conditions should avoid being outside for long periods of time. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinably Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinably's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinably beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinably. Drink Wisconsinably Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33. Thank you to Luke Mathers for joining us on Tuesday Tangents with Luke. You can catch Luke every Tuesday afternoon. We appreciate him coming in here and having some fun, taking your calls as well. We appreciate your calls. Going to take your calls right now. If you'd like to go to the Milwaukee Brewers game coming up in a couple of days on Thursday, we have four tickets. It's a four-pack. To go to the game, it is in the afternoon. So you have to be able to take off work or retired or what have you. First pitch at 1:10 this Thursday. They take on, as Jeff Perry reports, the first place Baltimore Orioles.
Scratch that. Oh. Second place. Oh,
second place.
My mistake.
In the AL East. They're still the AL East, right? That's the old Brewers division. The AL East. The Baltimore Orioles. Yeah.
Tampa Bay is in first, you're right, in the East, and then Baltimore.
Then Baltimore. The Brewers, Mr. Perry reports, because I didn't look at this before the show, have slipped a half a game behind Bill Twining's our old colleague, Bill 20 in WRCO. Remember that? Yeah. I saw Bill back in Richland Center a couple of days ago, actually, or a couple of weeks ago, I should say. Pittsburgh Pirates. Mr. 20's Pittsburgh Pirates are a half a game ahead of the Brewers now. We do not like that. The Brewers lost last night in the last game on the road to, I believe, the Reds, and they'll be home for a homestand. So we have four tickets for you for this Thursday's afternoon game against the Baltimore Orioles. Game time, 1:10 p.m. If you can answer this trivia question, here are the parameters, by the way. You cannot have one within the last 30 days, and you have to have a smartphone, i.e. a cell phone, a smartphone, to download the tickets, because all the tickets are electronic now. No paper tickets. So we email them to you, and then you have to download them to your phone. All right. So if you have not won in the last 30 days and you have a cell phone and you can go, don't call in with the answer if you can't go. You have to be able to go on Thursday at 1:10 in the afternoon. Four Brewers tickets for you for this Thursday at 1:10 if you can answer this trivia question. Today, according to our news director, Terry Bell, June 6th is the day that Ferris Bueller took the day off in honor of that movie. We want you to take the day off on Thursday. Who was, and in the movie, Ferris and his friends go to a Chicago Cubs game. Who was the longtime radio announcer of the Chicago Cubs? No longer with us, but the historic, classic announcer on the radio for the Chicago Cubs. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Who was the Chicago longtime radio announcer for the Chicago Cubs featured in Ferris Bueller's Day Off? 844-967-2789. First caller with the right answer gets four tickets to the Brewers on Thursday afternoon. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go to the phones. Jesse, you called in first from Madison, Wisconsin, here in the capital city. Jesse, who is the longtime announcer of the Chicago Cubs who is no longer with us?
Oh, the irony to win Brewers tickets by naming a Cubs announcer? Harry Carey. It was Harry Carey.
Absolutely, it was Harry Carey. Absolutely. Well, you know, we had to do something different. What?
Like he was immortalized right. By Will Ferrell on SNL as well.
Well, we got to cut.
Hey Norm.
right. Hey, we're gonna let's listen. You got a second? Hang on. Here's Mr. Zomers has dialed it up. Speaking of Will Ferrell, here we go as Harry Carey.
Hi everybody, Harry Carey here, and welcome to Space: The Infinite Frontier. We've got a great show lined up for you. Joining us in the studio today, all the way from Caltech, is astrophysicist Dr. Ken Waller. Welcome to the show, Ken.
All right, there, speaking of that, see, we had it all dialed up. That was one of my...
I just saw that episode just the other night with my wife, actually.
Oh, that's fantastic. Isn't that just the best? I mean, oh my God. Will Ferrell makes me laugh all the time. Well, hey, thanks for knowing the answer. Thanks for playing along. Thanks, of course, for listening to Civic Media. Are you listening to us over the air or on the app?
I do a little bit of both. Air on my car and app when I'm working.
Hey, you're fantastic. Jesse, we appreciate you listening. Hold on to the line now because Mr. Zomers and Mr. Perry are going to take your email, your telephone number, and your full name off the air. So stay with us now. We'll email you those tickets. Make sure you also download the MLB, Major League Baseball app, because you'll get the tickets emailed, and then you have to open it up in that app. If you have any trouble, you can call us, or they can help you at the ballpark. But those are the things you need to know. So stay tuned. Thanks, Jesse. You are our winner today of four Brewers tickets.
All right.
Thank you very much. That is Jesse in Madison. Knowing the correct answer, fantastic. The great, the one and only Harry Carey. I love that clip, but that's my favorite clip. Do you ever look at the moon and think it might be made of cheese? just really great stuff. So the Brewers take on the Baltimore Orioles coming up this week. And that's for the Thursday game. Game time is 1:10 in the afternoon. Mr. Perry, did Uecker ever go on the broadcast with Harry Carey or vice versa? Were they ever on at the same time? I don't know that for sure, but I know that Euchre used to do the singing after Harry Carey passed. Euchre would do the singing of the "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" at Wrigley. Did he really? And he would, you know, the you're supposed to sing "Root Root Root" for the Cubbies, right. And he wouldn't do it, and he would get booed and booed and booed. And now, of course, he only does home games right. at American Family Field. He doesn't go on the road, so he doesn't do it anymore. Right. But I know the Cub fans, and I think it was probably half of them were angry, but I think half of them were just booing. They weren't really booing. Right, they were chanting, Uke, probably. But,
right.
It was a point of contention, I think, for Cubs fans when Euchre would do that.
Have you ever been to a game at Wrigley?
I have not.
I went there once about, I don't know, 3 years ago or so with my friends Kurt and Florsky and my youngest godson, Jason. It's an amazing ballpark. I mean, I prefer, you know, AmFam Field, but from a history standpoint, an amazing stadium.
It's on my bucket list. That and
just the district, the whole Wrigley district down there. Is really cool. So we shall see. Maybe at some point we could try to get Euchre on. That's my one of my dream guests to
that
get Euchre on the broadcast. We'll see.
I'll make a few calls.
I appreciate it. Mr. Perry is very dialed in. We appreciate that. It is now, we'll come up on 2:40 in the afternoon. If you'd like to join us talking about whatever issue is on your mind, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We go to Roger this afternoon, listening here in Middleton, Wisconsin. Roger, what is on your mind?
I just wanted to tell you guys you're doing a fantastic job, and we love the support you're giving the Democratic Party, and I also want to try and win the tickets.
Well, I appreciate it. Unfortunately, we gave the tickets away already. We had an answer, but keep listening, not just to our show, but other shows as well. We'll have more tickets for you shortly. We have tickets all season long, not just, as I said, in our show, but other shows as well. So we appreciate your support. We appreciate your kind words, Roger, but keep listening because we will have more tickets for you shortly, all right?
I'm good. You guys have a good day.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Roger in Middleton. We appreciate him calling in and the kind words. For those of you who might not have heard our show in the morning, because, again, we are predominantly on the western and central part of the state in the mornings and now changing over to be statewide, I appreciate Roger's words. But to the point, civic media and our show were not partisan particular. So I'm a former Republican. I spent 25, 30 years-ish in the Republican Party and left in 2011 after being in a closed Senate Republican caucus meeting here at the state capitol and hearing many, not all, but many of the Republican senators being giddy about so-called voter ID bills, which would take away people's right or suppress people's right, the better way to say it, to vote. And that was a bridge too far for me. And the party by 2011 just no longer represented who I was or what I believed in. So I left. And so I'm not a member of any party right now. I don't belong to any party. I think I'm like a lot of people who just kind of feel politically orphaned. Folks that, you know, can see both sides of things are pragmatic in the middle. But my number one issue is democracy. It's just as simple as that. That's where I'm at right now politically, because we can talk about all the other issues out there, which, you know, they're all important. I'm not trying to minimize any issue, whether it's women's health care access and abortion rights, whether it's the environment, whether it's voting rights, whether it's, you know, the economy, health care, all these things enormously important. And we're going to talk about them on this show. But if we don't ensure that democracy survives, none of it matters, because if we can't trust that the people who are running the country will ensure that our vote matters, and if we don't maintain a voting system that's accurate and reliable, then nothing else matters. And in today's world, currently, only one party really espouses that, and that's the Democratic Party. And again, I don't want to paint with a broad brush and saying it's all Republicans who are, you know, not every Republican is against democracy. I'm not trying to say that, because there's a lot of people, our next door neighbors, who are good folks who happen to vote Republican. I'm talking about the people in Madison and Washington who are the party leaders of the parties, who have time and again, you know, when you have people who are election deniers, this is kind of my baseline. Kind of a good chance for those of you across the state that haven't heard me before. Here's my baseline. Do you believe that Donald Trump was defeated in 2020? Do you believe that Joe Biden was duly and rightly elected as president of the United States, that the election was free and fair and accurate, and that Joe Biden is the legitimate president of the United States, and that Donald Trump lost the election? Do you believe that? That's one baseline. I happen to believe that. The next baseline is, do you believe that January 6th was an insurrection? Do you believe that the bipartisan committee made up of Democrats and Republicans, with Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger being the Republicans, and the finding of that committee was that January 6th was in fact an insurrection that was led by former President Donald Trump? Do you believe that? Now, if you do, if you believe those two things, then we can continue on and we can debate the other issues. But we have to have certain baselines, certain truths that we can agree upon. And that's an interesting debate we're going to continue to have here on this show. A great article over the weekend in The Atlantic. Great article on CNN and its newer CEO, Chris Licht, who became the CEO last year. And if you don't know who Chris Licht is, look him up, but I'll tell you. Kind of a boy wonder. I think he's 51 now. And got his big break on the MSNBC show Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough and really made a name for himself. And then ended up going to CBS and relaunching their new morning program with Charlie Rose, Nora O'Donnell, and Gail King, CBS This Morning. And turned that show around, and it was headed, probably would have ended up number one had Charlie Rose not made some very grave errors and got himself mixed up in the Me Too movement. Lots of damning information came out, and rightly so, Charlie Rose was fired. Nora O'Donnell ended up at the CBS Evening News, and Gail King stuck around. But really made a name for himself turning that show around, Chris Licht did. And then got hired away from news and the entertainment division by Stephen Colbert. Became Stephen Colbert's runner of that show, the executive producer. And took Stephen Colbert to number one in late night. And I believe was there for 8 years-ish. And then got this gig as the CEO of CNN. And reading this article in The Atlantic, it turns out that both Joe Scarborough and Stephen Colbert, told Chris Licht not to take this job. Said, don't do it. Knew what was ahead. And he did it anyway. And this article is fascinating because it quotes Chris Licht as saying, the thing we have to agree upon is, you know, we can agree, we can debate whether we like rain or we don't like rain, but we have to agree on if it is raining. That's just a factual thing. And by the end of the article, after that debacle propaganda town hall meeting with former President Trump a couple of weeks ago, it basically, the reporter catches Licht contradicting himself on what the truth is. And that's where we're at today. We have to be able to agree whether or not it's raining out. As simple as that. Come back with more after this, including your phone calls. 844-967-2789. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before Matt Flynn Direct. Always direct. Always knows right from wrong. Matt Flynn. Every afternoon, 3 until 4. At 4 o'clock then, it is the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. It's never personal. Only politics. It's the Devil's Advocates. And then at 6 o'clock, the brand new spectacular Maggie Dawn Show. Check it out. I've heard parts of it. Really, really great. Maggie Dawn, great perspective. An attorney herself, knows the law. Been around the block. She knows Wisconsin and comes at you from 6 until 7. Then later on at 8 o'clock, it is Rick Smith Across America. After that, Native Roots Radio. And then the Tom Hartman Show. Tape delayed. So those of you wondering where Tom Hartman went, he's still around. Just have to stay up a little bit later. And by the way, with the writer's strike going on, there's no Colbert or, you know, anybody else. So you can listen to Tom Hartman. I guess he writes his own stuff.
But Todd, where are the oldies?
The oldies. The oldies.
Jim Gantner.
Yeah. I'm an oldie. So there you go. Want to end up on, speaking of the Brewers again, a little state politics for you to end up on today. And if you want to call in, we'd love to hear your opinion on the Milwaukee Brewers' request to upgrade the stadium, speaking of AmFam Field. What do you think about that? Using taxpayer money. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as of this afternoon. Actually, it was yesterday afternoon, but updated today. A bipartisan group of Wisconsin legislative leaders is considering a new proposal aimed at keeping the Milwaukee Brewers in Wisconsin that could provide them with annual payments, for the next 27 years, instead of the lump sum of $290 million that Governor Tony Evers has proposed. The lawmakers are considering the payments in part through income tax revenue from professional baseball players, instead of from the state's nearly $7 billion state surplus, like Evers proposed. This is according to Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu. Lemahieu wants this to come from baseball players' income taxes. Take your calls at 844-967-2789. Have some folks calling in. We'll screen those, and then we'll get you on the air in just a moment. 844-967-2789. So what do you think about it? Because here's the thing. I'm no expert from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. But I'm not sure that you can tax baseball players separately from everyone else. Maybe we can. I don't know. But I also think there's a little bit of smoke and mirrors here. Because essentially what the majority leader is saying, Devin Lemahieu, is we're going to pay for this largely through state funds. It's just going to go through the income tax rather than calling it a lump sum. Again, kind of making sure or trying to make sure that Tony Evers doesn't get a big win here, but still comes out of the kind of the same pot. Let's go to the phones. Steven in Green Bay, what say you, sir?
Hey, Todd. Once again, I
think this is a huge strikeout by the Republicans because they want to pay for a new stadium in Milwaukee. I don't really think it's needed. Maybe some improvements, but I don't think they need a whole new stadium.
No, it's not. Definitely. It's not for a whole new stadium. It's for upgrading the current stadium.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then, secondly, okay, I'm a baseball player, and I'm making how many ever millions of dollars to play baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers want to play baseball. They want me to play baseball for them. But I'm in Wisconsin, and the legislatures in Wisconsin say that my income tax has to pay for this new, or this not new, but upgrade to the stadium.
Right.
But I can go to the Minnesota Twins, and they're not going to make me do that.
So I'm not an expert. So I'm not an expert, and we're going
to
find out more about this. My understanding is that Wisconsin already taxes professional athletes based on the time they spend in Wisconsin. I believe that already happens to some extent. This proposal may up that. That's my understanding.
Okay. I mean, I personally, and this has always been kind of my viewpoint, when it comes to anything with professional sports, I live in Green Bay.
Sure.
I don't think the taxpayers should be paying for upgrades to Lambeau Field, even though that's a little different story because they don't have an owner. Green Bay kind of owns Lambeau Field.
Right.
But either way, these professional sports teams make millions and millions of dollars off merchandise and everything else, ticket sales. Mm. They should be able to take care of themselves. I don't think as a taxpayer I should be shelling over my hard-earned money to be paying for things. When the road I'm driving on right now is so bumpy that I'm getting whiplash just driving down the road.
Appreciate your call, Stephen. We got to try to get other calls in before the end of the show. Appreciate you. Let's go to Randy in Oregon. Randy, how are you?
Hey, I'm very well. How are you, Todd?
I am well. What say you, sir?
Hey, I say they had this quoted this idea of a county sales tax to fund it, and I think that's a great idea, but it ought to come with naming rights, which means the name of the field should return to the storied history of County Stadium.
I like that. I like that. I mean, that's one of the cool things about Green Bay, right? Is they kept it Lambeau Field. It's not called, you know, whatever, Anheuser-Busch Field at Lambeau or something like that.
Amen.
I agree with you. Are you listening to us on the app or over the radio?
I'm on the app today, but usually cool. I listen to Mad 92.7.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you so much, Randy. I got to go to the Wisco Paul. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Wisco Paul, we got a minute and a half for you, my friend. What say you?
Paul, I might be a little biased here because I'm only like an hour and 25 minutes from Miller Park, American Family Park, but I like Tony's way of doing it because you for sure keep the Brewers. Otherwise, you mess around with it, you may lose them. And to me, it's pretty important to keep them. It's a great thing to have a Major League Baseball team in the city of Milwaukee, but then again, I'm a little bit biased because I can be there in an hour and 30 minutes.
Right.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you, Wisco Paul. Always appreciate you calling in. Always appreciate you listening to us. I'm with Wisco Paul. I really think that the Milwaukee Brewers are a needed entity, the economic driver that it provides there. I got no problem with that. I got no problem giving $2 million to Green Bay, the Packers, for the draft. What I have a problem is Republicans wanting to fund those and not giving a paltry $2 million to the Richland campus and the UW system to save a campus in southwest Wisconsin, also an economic driver for rural folks in the state. That's why I got a problem. Republicans need to get their priorities in order, in my opinion. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network. Next, coming up after the news at 3 o'clock, Matt Flynn direct. Matt is out in the desert today. So Todd is filling in. One more hour with me on Matt Flynn Direct in Matt's chair, taking your calls on D-Day, on Ukraine, and much, much more. Stay with us for the next hour. Right now, I want to thank Mr. Zommers, Aaron Zommers, Mr. Jeff Perry, our producer's engineer, also our CEO, Sage Weil, and Luke Mathers, just Luke, for being our guest today, and of course, your calls. Back tomorrow. Until then, whatever you believe in, don't give up. Keep banging on your drum.
Keep banging on your drum. And they will hear you.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.